Aloha, and thank you for tuning in to Sirius XM 31. This is Savannah Jane, and we are coming to you from the lovely island of Oahu.
Ooh, Oahu.
Oahu. Honolulu, Waikiki. Hello, father of mine.
Hello there, daughter of mine.
So sadly, this Hawaiian vacation slash tour is coming to
it
an end.
It went quick.
It did go quick.
It did. I mean... And I selfishly tacked on another week ahead of time and made up a phony baloney job. But actually, I did work. It was kind of interesting because we were, we have a big Japanese clientele at our club at the Beachcomber, and Jake was here. And so it's interesting doing interviews. I did a lot of Japanese interviews.
I know. You had a good time with that, and I think they're all going to be at the show tonight.
Everybody's
their
at
first
the show.
Jimmy Buffett experience.
Yeah, we're doing okay over in Japan right now, but... Even with that, I was like, it went too quick. It always goes much too quick. But I've got two more days.
You've got two more days, and it is Saturday night in Waikiki.
It's
so
buzzing out there.
I am scared. And, you know, we had a great opening the other night at the club at the Beachcomber.
We had a great opening at the club. Hats off to all of our people who work at the Margaritaville cafes and the restaurants and at the Beachcomber. It was so cool because it was, if you could imagine over here, for those of you who don't spend any time on these islands, it was truly the cross section of Hawaiian society and culture. And I'm not talking high. Well, maybe.
Oh, it was a little bit of everything, I think. You know, lots of great.
Well, high society over here means something different than it does, say, on the East Coast.
That's true. And, you know, we had a lot of great surfers because there's also.
Did you get that one?
Yes.
Okay.
I got it. Did you guys get it out there?
Did y'all get it out there? No.
But, you know, it was a really good, cool combination of surfers and, because the surfing museum, I don't know if we've talked about that much.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it's, something.
Your pet project.
My pet project. And everybody, what was very important to me was a lot of these guys, legendary surfers like Reynolds Yater and Bob Olson Ole, guys who, if you're into surfing, you'll know, they had such a good time coming over here. And then any surfers, I don't care what age, when you give them free beer,
they will party. And let me tell you, we took Waikiki by storm that night. We had a very good time.
It was a great evening, and I've been wanting to do this for a long time because I feel that in the Margaritaville world, we have a foot, and not only do we have it business wise in here, but we have this mysterious, strange, and bizarre family connection to Polynesia, and I feel it. And so it's always good to be here. And like tonight, if you could see it out there, I was thinking coming to work because people that haven't been here, this venue is right on the ocean. The sun sets over Waikiki, right beyond the shell here. And all these, there's great clubs and hotels, and there's this whole festive thing. It's almost like a parking lot at Irvine or Great Woods. It's the Hawaiian version,
yeah,
but it's
well,
natural.
And it's surrounded by a park, so everyone gets to go to the park for the day and then come into the show for night.
Really,
and some people stay out and just listen from the park, I guess, is what I've heard.
Some people stay up all night here, I've heard.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah.
And the really cool thing is we just had a cake backstage at catering. I don't know if you've seen the cake that Mr. Moffat sent over, but this is your 30th anniversary playing here in Hawaii at the Waikiki Shell.
He told me that. I forgot about that when I first got here. Tom Moffat, who's our promoter, who's done every show I've ever done over here, but it's an amazing thing. We've been coming to the islands for 30 years. That's
awesome.
That's older than you.
Older than me, barely. Not for long. A couple more months.
But it's, you know what? It's one of those things. I couldn't believe it because it's truly a wonderful thing to come over here because music is such a part of this culture, and we've been music people and surfing people and fishing people. I mean, it's so satisfying and kind of really a sense of acceptance here for me for all those years. Not only do we do shows here, we're really accepted by the local community here. People really come out. Our stagehands here were so happy that they found this white carpet and redid the stage here tonight. And they're calling it the Jimmy carpet now. Nobody else is going to be on it. It's just little things that over the years you learn, It's an amazing thing. Island cultures are island cultures. And coming from being an island boy from the East Coast and down island, coming here, those kind of things connect. And, we'll always be coming here. And it is. I wish I was doing three more.
I know. We've got the club now. And I know what's really cool is, by the time this airs, I think it'll be over. But Nadira and Jake are going to be playing there tomorrow night.
Yep.
And then Nadir is there again on the 13th. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of live
music. Well,
the
nice thing is, too, it's like Henry Capono's playing with us here tonight. He plays at Duke's tomorrow. It'll be on Sunday. He plays at Duke's on the beach every Sunday. It's a tradition here. In one sense, there are competitors for the market, but in another sense, there are neighbors. And that's the great kind of Aloha spirit. It sounds corny on some things, but it's really genuine, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, well, it's been a great vacation. We've had tons of fun surfing, and I mean, you can't really beat Waikiki.
No, it's not a bad place to go out, and I got a few more days here, and then we head back, and we're done. But the other thing is, the work side of it is the band sounded so good. This is the first time the whole band's been together since November, and we've really had a good time playing, but we got some really nice surprises for the summer school tour that I think everybody's going to enjoy, and you'll hear a few of another one tonight.
Cool. Well, I know everyone's looking forward to the summer school tour, and until then, we've got one more show in Hawaii, and I'm sure it's going to be an awesome one. Even though we're a little bundled up, I know you don't want to hear it back there where it's snowing in South Carolina.
No, I know.
But it's a little cold here in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's a little cold here in Hawaii. people throwing snowballs at the computers
in their
Sirius radios now.
We'll have a great show, and everyone out there, thank you for tuning in to Sirius XM 31, and more live shows coming your way this spring and summer.
Yeah, be on the lookout here. Before you know it, we're going to be, summer school's going to be cranking up in Atlanta.
All right.
Thank you, Savannah.
Aloha and mahalo, everyone.
Okay.